my brief words to you tonight, I'd like to frame by sharing with you words from the Hakdamos, from the introductions of three of the great later day Gedolim, from three Sfarim that, while perhaps not studied in a Bekiah split, but certainly are studied in all of your yeshivas, and you should be familiar with them and becoming and remaining familiar with them for the rest of your Torah lives. I want to share with you words from Reb Chaim Ozer in the Hakdamos to Achiezer. I want to share with you then words from Reb Yitzchak Blaser in the Hakdamos to the Pri Yitzchak. And then I would like to conclude with words of Hakdama from Shimon Shkup in his Shari Yosha. And I think that these three Hakdamos will provide a framework for not only appreciating what you've accomplished with this limud in this contest, but hopefully will give you hadracha for your learning throughout the rest of this year, and Yemir Hashem for many years in the future. Reb Chaim Ozer, great gadol, the leader of Lithuanian Torah Jewry in Lithuania, died in 1940. He died right at the beginning. He died of natural causes and perhaps also of a broken heart. But certainly everyone had crowded around him as the Holocaust was beginning. But before that, in between the two world wars, he published his magnum opus, the Achiezer, which not only had incredibly complex practical shilas, Holocaust discussions, but also even more esoteric discussions. And in the Hakdama, in the introduction, he begins right out of the bat by asking a question which either he was asked, or perhaps even more powerfully, maybe he asked himself. Is there a point to such Chiddushei Torah? Is there a point to writing, being ma'ayin, being mefalpel, in such level and such iyun, when, despite sometimes the stories that we hear and the storybook view that we have, the world in Europe, the world in Lithuania, in that interwar period, had far less learning, let's put it mildly, than we have now. There was rampant assimilation. The community was broken in many ways. There were tremendous needs. And here he was, focusing all his attention on Limud HaTorah and Kisvei Chidushei Torah, on the highest and most esoteric level. And he asked the question, if B'Shas Chirum Kadosh, if it makes sense, L'Hotziyah Svarim, L'Or Olam, Halo Yisrael, Am Yisrael is Tovea B'Yam Shel Ramos, Ba'atim Omrim Shira, it's not just the enemies from without, he's describing the confusion from within, assimilation, intermarriage, problems which have only been magnified in our generation, and now I should be writing Chiddushei Torah. Heicha Hashem Kulo Boer Ba'esh, Halahava Ochse Es Oron HaKodesh, Haluchos HaZvilim, Meshukaim Ba'esh, Ba'atem Es Askim B'Kishet Pirchei Chemed. You're doing fine, nice chakiras, you're doing in the loft. You're in another world, Reb Chaim. The world is burning, and you're doing Chiddushei Torah. You're learning, the world is assimilating, and you're still in the Beis Medrash. Get out there, say some, do something practical. And he writes very powerfully, Ulam zeh koach Yisrael saba le'elokav l'utaroso. In fact, this is exactly what has to happen. V'chol hadoros v'chol hatzkupos v'hazmanim, gam k'shecherev chado haitza monachas al sabaro, Torah Hashem, haitza shashuav kol hayom. And he continues along this theme in a very, very powerful way. That yes, of course it's important, and he's not giving himself enough credit. He spent most of his days, most of his hours involved in Tzarchei Tzibur. But yes, he says, not despite, but davka, when things are so difficult and so many challenges are on the outside, not that those have to be ignored, chas v'shalom, they have to be addressed, but davka during those times, that's when the Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash, the Talmidim, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Rabbanim, and everyone, must davka dedicate themselves to learning on the highest level. Of course, there are problems raging from the outside. But davka, he says, what we're doing on the inside, the learning, is what will make sure that when Hashem Tavtacha, that eventually Am Yisrael will come back, there has to be a Torah for them to come back to. And therefore, there needs to be people who are still learning, even when things are raging and difficult outside. I first heard this reference to this Hagdama of Reb Chaim Ozer many years ago. It was at a conference, very highfalutin. And of all people, it was Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, the current Rosh Hashiva of the Gush, who asked a similar question to this, questioning the role of that whole conference, given how difficult things are going on. He was talking about the American Orthodox community, but it's not limited there. And of all people, it was none other than his late sainted father, Rav Aaron Zatzal, who got up and in front of the conference quoted this Hakdama to say, of course, we need to be doing what we do to help the community, but at the same time, it can never come at the expense of a continued and uninterrupted dedication to learning Torah on the highest level. So my first message to you, my dear Talmidim, is that what you're doing throughout the year, what you've been doing all this year, I hope next year and the year after and many, many years to come, what you're doing is the most important thing that you can be doing. And that's why you deserve such a tremendous yashar koach. I'm sure whether it was Megillah or Chagigah or whatever you took the test on, that's not what you're learning in your respective yeshivas. This is all extra learning that you did. And you should all be tremendously proud of yourselves for the incredible dedication. What you're doing is no less important than what Reb Chaim Ozer said is the key to the continuation of the Mesorah. As difficult as things are, I'm sure you all have high school friends who may not be here tonight. Tzadok HaKim B'Baramiza. And there's a lot of problems. And you are burning the midnight oil. You're learning Torah, you're keeping the Mesorah alive, and that is tremendous. So what will be the key to your success? So here I want to mention a second point briefly, and this is from the Pri Yitzchak. The Pri Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Mipeterberg, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, was known as one of the Talmidim Muhakim of Rav Yisrael Salanter. But like Rav Yisrael Salanter, he also, people don't appreciate that at least in the early generation, the Balei Musar were also Gaonei Olam. Now we have a little bit of a bifurcation. We think of Musar and learning somehow differently. It's a tragedy. But the original Balei Musar, starting with Rav Salanter and his first original Talmidim, were Gaonei Olam. And people may know of the Kochvei Or of Ravitzalah, but they need to study the Pri Yitzchak as well. Tremendous, tremendous lomdus. He has a very short Hakdama to the Pri Yitzchak. And here he builds on a second point, which I think is important for you to realize. Because if I told you how important you are, if I told you how important what you're doing is, you have to be careful not to let that go to your head. Because that will ruin your learning. He quotes many Marmer Chazal, and there are many, that speak about the importance, really the prerequisite of anava, of humility, in order to be able to learn Torah. But he takes it one step further. He's commenting on the psukim in Bamidbar Chaf Aleph, Umimidbar Matana, Umimatana Lach Liel. And the Gemara in the Darim says, this is a reference to Torah, that if you make yourself like a midbar, then Hashem will give you Torah like a matana, and if you have that matana, you use it properly, then it will be a Nach Liel. You'll have it as a heritage, you'll have it as a legacy. That's the Gemara in the Darim. But he goes further, and he points out that there are other Mamari Chazal, based on Sukkim, that speak about Torah as a kinyan, not just as a matana, as a gift. Is Torah a kinyan, or is Torah a matana? And what does anyway that mean? So says Rav Yitzchak so beautifully. He says, Torah is both. There are two dinim. They're both true. Torah is both a matana and a kinyan. What does that mean? Kinyan, says Rav Yitzchak, is the Torah that you get, that you buy, that you earn through your effort, through your blood, sweat, and tears, through your hasmada, through your learning in your siddharim, in your yeshivas, and then in between siddharim, and in the break, and late at night, you learn extra Megillah, you learn extra Chagigah. That's Torah that you can get with a kinyan. However, he says, and again, I think I speak from personal experience, and I'm sure anyone who's had any length of time in yeshiva knows, you have these moments, these breakthrough moments in the Beis Medrash and learning, these magical moments where you achieve a certain success, a certain havana and a sugya that you don't really feel you've earned. That they're mamish like a matana. They're a gift. Where do those come from, says Rav Yitzchak? Says those come from the second dimension. O kiflayim letoshia, lefamim yuchal adam lahasig lamala. You get a special gift of hashkacha. Sometimes Torah is not just a mecher. It's not just a kinyan. Sometimes you get it as a matana. And how do you get it as a matana, says Rav Yitzchak? That's only if you make yourself like a midbar. If you have anava when you're learning, you're doing it totally l'shem shamayim, totally because of avas Hashem and avas Torah. If you do it that way, so then if you have that level of anava, then, says Rabbi Tzla, you'll be zocha not only as Torah as a kinyan, but also as a matana. Ikar hasogas the Torah. Listen to these words. Gentlemen, this is so powerful. From one of the great Gedolim. He died in 1903. Oh, kiflayim. Excuse me. Yadua. Ki ikar hasogas the Torah. Hu rak asher zocha ha'odam lamida ha'anava. Ubefrat lavob lebechina zu. Shia ha'Torah begeder matana. But I tzarpa ha'giyah lamida zu liyos onav. If you want to grow in this room, are young men who have desires to grow, who want to be Tamirei Chachamim. So there's so many things you need to do. You have your Rebbeim, your Yeshiva, your friends, your Chaverim, important decisions where to go after your time in Eretz Yisrael. But one thing you can never forget, one thing that has to be with you, is you have to be humble. You have to realize as great as you can become, the Torah, and of course the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself, is even greater. And only through that humility, through giving yourself over to the Torah, for being mevatel yourself to the Torah, only that way can you truly be zocha to success far greater than your efforts. As smart as many of you are, as hardworking and as industrious as many of you are, there's still a limit. Your dreams should far exceed your grasp. If you want your Torah accomplishments to be even greater than just mecher, than just the effort and the talent that you have, and we all should, then you need to have the matana of Torah. And the only way, says Rav Itzla, to get the matana of Torah is to be an anav, is to be humble, is to be mevatel yourself, and realize that it's all a matana, it's all a gift from Hashem. You have to make yourself worthy of being someone that Hashem would give that gift to. And to conclude, let me mention the third introduction from the great Rebbe Shimon Shkop. Shimon Shkop died just 1 year before Reb Chaim Moser. And Reb Shimon Shkop, his Hakzamah to the Shari Yoshar, is widely known and quoted, but often it's the beginning and the end. But I want to share with you the middle of the Hakdama. I think it may even be the key, if not more important than the previous parts. And all of it's beautiful. You should all learn it. The Shari Yosher itself is a sefer, not written on any Masechta. It's written on various klalim, various ma'arachos, chazaka, robe, some of the most complicated and difficult things you learn in yeshiva. If you want to then challenge yourself even more, you take a look and see what Reb Shimon says in the Shari Yosher. And in this Hakdama, really, he waxes philosophical, not just hashkafa or musar, but it's really profoundly philosophical. And many, many important points. But one of the most important, and one I think the most relevant for you tonight, is his message here in the middle, where he points out that the Maimer Chazal, really the promise that the Gemara tells us of Aser b'shirosha tis asher, that when it comes to gashmias, when it comes to having money, the only thing the Torah does this, the Torah gives you a test and gives you a guarantee that if a person is aser, if a person gives meiser, a person gives tzedakah generously, v'shpiyosha tzedasher, Hashem will reward him not only in the next world, but even in this world. He'll become wealthy, he'll get back his investment and then some through his tzedakah. That's a Maimer Chazal, that's a Gemara. But Rav Shimon says the same thing is true in Ruchnis. A person has to be willing to have a Torah Chesed. In your pursuit of Torah Emes, you have to have Torah Chesed. You have to be dedicated to sharing your Torah, to be a giving person. And if you do that, he says, Hashem guarantees that you will get back even more. And he says it's a very simple mashal. Why is it? What's the premise upon which Chazal makes this statement? Aser b'shvil tis asher. If you give tzedakah, you'll get back more money. So he says it's based on a very simple emunah spedeos, a certain belief that we have, that all of the money, all of the material things that we have, are gifts from Hashem. We are but a gizbar. It's not our money, it's not his money either, he can't take it from me. He can't steal just because it's not really mine, it's not his either. But it's not really ours. We are holding it, so to speak. We are the watchman, the gizbar for Hashem. And why does Hashem give us money? because so that we can do good things with it. If we do mitzvot with the money, if we help people with the money, then Hashem says, oh, you're a shliach neman, you're somebody I can rely on, you're someone I can trust. And Hashem says, I'll give you more money because you're doing good things with it. So says Rav Shimon, it's the same thing when it comes to inyanei ruchnius. V'chein hu b'shefa tal shamayim shel kinyanei chacham. You want to be a Talmud Chacham? Is there anyone in this room who doesn't want to be a Talmud Chacham? So then listen, this is the key. If you want to be a Talmud Chacham, says Rav Shimon Shkaf, it's the same idea. Roim l'kol ish. You have a little extra Torah knowledge. You're a little bit smarter than the guy next to you in the Beis Medrash. You've done a few more da'at. You've understood Shir a little bit better than the next guy. You think Hashem gave you that ability? He gave you that intelligence? He gave you that ability to grasp the Rebbe Shir the first time? He did it just so you could feel good about yourself? Just so you could have a lot of Torah? That's why Hashem gave it to you? Not at all, he says. The whole reason is so you can then share with others. Leos gizvar alzel chalek lemisharoy lezeh im yishvor karoy tafkezeh lelame misharoy lilmon oz yisala lemishra gedolo mizeh. Then Hashem will give you more Torah. After Shir, tomorrow, you'll have Shir tomorrow. Look around, who didn't understand Shir as well as you? Go over to him at lunch and ask him, how can you help him? If you give up your Torah, you understood the Bekiah Seder better, you got further in Night Seder, ask somebody, how can I help you? Just share a word, share an idea. Each time you do that, it says, Rav Shimon, you're sending a message to Hashem. I'm a Gizbar Neman. Give me more Torah. I'm going to share it. And then as a result, you'll get more Torah. You give more even more. I'll Otzer Gadol Mizeh. He asked, by the way, for the Rebbeim in the room. Ulai, kulei hai, maybe this is the pshat, the deeper pshat, in the mimer, mi talmida yoser mikula. That the more Rebbe is giving over to Talmidim, then the more the Rabbi Shalom wants to give him Torah, he has more to give over. Powerful stuff. But I want to add one last thing. What could be even more powerful than Rav Shimon Shkaf speaking theoretically about how powerful it is to give over Torah, to share Torah with other people? He speaks personally. Is unbelievable. Rav Shimon writes two paragraphs later, V'hine anochi asher b'chemla Hashem alai. Hashem has had great compassion on me. Sam chelki bein ha'amolim im atzibur. My life has been in the Beis Medrash. I've had great success. I've been Rosh Hashiva and famous yeshivas. Asher b'shnat, he goes through his whole CV. He was aware of all the places he's been in all the years. He talks about all the different places. He started off his uncle, Reb Lazar Gordon, in Telz, and then he went to this yeshiva, and that yeshiva, and eventually to Grodno. And he says, "V'zachisi limshoch acharei leim shomai leki b'chol ha'makom shomar b'ti haTorah nal." Says, "In each place I went, I was successful. In each place I went, people wanted to come to my shir. People enjoyed my shir. I was a popular rebbe. I was in demand. I was able to share Torah." What do I owe this success to? Kol zehu lo lefi masai, v'lo lefi kishronosai. Right? He internalized the anava of the Priyitzchak. Says, I don't think for one second my tremendous success as a marvitz Torah is because I'm more brilliant than everybody else. But he was. Because I work harder. But he did. But that's not what he attributed his success to. Why was he successful? He says, not because of any of that. Rak v'sgulot Aser to Aser Kamasha Kasavnu. Shimei Ode Ahayon, he testifies about himself from my youth until today. Whenever I had a chiddush, whenever I had a gort, Musharim Lasmi, Ulishome Lasi Asherit. He was filled with the love of Torah, with the love of Am Yisrael. When he had a chiddush, when he had an insight, he didn't keep it to himself, so that he would have a great chiddush. A mabrik, as they would say in Hebrew, idea for the next year. He shared it with anyone he could. Because he was overflowing with the love of Torah, he wanted to share it with other people. So we have three important ideas, each one, I believe, interconnected, building on the next. The first, Rav Chaim Ozer taught us, you have to realize how important what you're doing is. Every yeshiva that you're here representing, no matter where you went to high school, no matter where you'll be, no matter where you are now, what you're doing is unbelievably important. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that the future of Am Yisrael is resting on your shoulders. When you're sitting over the Gemara tomorrow, remember how important what you're doing is. Yes, there's crazy things going on in the world. Lots and lots of challenges. Problems everywhere. And that's dafka why. What you're doing to sit, the haruv, to learn more, another daf Gemara, another Mishnayos, another Parak of Tanakh, more. It is the most important thing that you can be doing. Number one. Number two is, as important as it is, don't get a big head. Understand that your success in learning, as the Pri Yitzchak said in his introduction, the greatness of your learning is not because of how smart you are, how much work you put in, but your real greatness in learning, the prerequisite is to realize it's a matana. You have to have anav, you have to have humility, realize the awesomeness of the Torah, the awesomeness of what you're doing. And last but not least, if you realize that, if you realize it's all a gift and you truly love Hashem for giving you that gift, then it's only natural you'll want to share it with other people. If you share the Torah, as Rav Shimon said, Aser b'shvil shetis asher, that will give you the greatest success that you can have. So my bracha to you is that you should inculcate these lessons of these great Gedolei Achronim. You should take heed to all the lessons of all your Rebbeim and the wonderful yeshivas where you learn. You should have tremendous hakaras hatov to all the people who are here representing Landers for the tremendous asipa, the tremendous opportunity that they've given all of us to come together. The only thing more powerful than the koch haTorah is the koch haAchdus. When you bring them all together, it's really something magical, and they deserve tremendous credit for that. And remember that there is nothing more important than you can do. No matter how hard it is, keep on pushing, keep on learning, and if you remember these three lessons, you'll have tremendous success. And my last piece of advice is, don't wait till tomorrow to inculcate this. When you get back to the yeshiva tonight, learn a little bit. Learning at night in general is magical. The Rambam speaks about this. Learning at night is magical. But I don't know where you're all going, how late the bus will get back. You'll be making a statement to yourself that you will never forget. If this is how good you're feeling about yourself now, despite all the excitement, despite how late it is, how tired you might be, go back to yeshiva and learn. Learn a little bit, or if you can, even a lot. Not so much you can't get up for Shacharis, but learn. If you learn tonight, you take the lessons that you've had today from your chaverim, that will be a tremendous simon to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. You understand how important what you're doing is, you understand your role in this process, and you're ready to be a gizbar ne'eman, be a faithful watchman. Hashem should bless all of you with more and more Torah, so you should be able to share it with all the people who are not as lucky as you, and therefore, hopefully, you can be the future that we so desperately need. Thank you very much. Mazel tov.